Blog Talk Radio.
Haha, I surprised you guys. This is my song, and I haven't played it forever, so.
Oh, I love this song.
Hey, for everyone out there, it's Bon Jovi! Dead or alive, don't we? You are listening to a pop-up show with Bonnie Albers, and you are listening to the Bonnie Albers on-air show pop-up, and I've got Brenda Brand here. We are popping into your morning, or actually later morning, just to talk to you. So please let me welcome Brenda Brand to the house. Hey, Brenda.
Hey, how are you?
Whoa.
Good morning, everybody.
It was a crazy day, and I felt like both of us were talking and chatting away, and pop-up came to mind. So I am so happy that you could actually do this pop-up show here today. Before we get started, though, I do want to tell everybody what's going on tomorrow, and I know you're going to be excited. We've got the angel channeler, Roxana Diatilla, here. She goes deep, deep into channel, and OMG, the last time she was on, Brenda, you know, she is amazing.
Amazing, amazing, yes, yes, absolutely.
She heals, yeah, and she heals, and she talks it's called the sound, sound of light versus the language of light, and I've never quite experienced anything like Roxana Diatilla here. Or anywhere, actually. So that's what I want to let you know. At 1 o'clock tomorrow, get in line. She'll be here. But today, we've got the medical intuitive, the tarot reader, the psychic medium, the intuitive, and the amazing Brenda Brand with me. And she gets to give you all her attention. But Brenda, I know that we pulled some cards before we actually get to the phone lines. And because you're the guest and I'm the non-guest, actually the host, I'm going to let you go first.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I actually pulled the dog card twice, fell out of my deck. And it's the dog is Be Disciplined in Your Home and Community Life. It's the Archangel Zariel. And the other cards that I pulled, I think, are all related to your situation, Bonnie. It's all about for your daughter, positive emotional relationships, romantic, fulfilling relationships. This is reasons
wow.
to celebrate. Happy announcements about regarding relationships. Then the, you know, like the kindred spirits, don't give up on those you love. This is two hearts dedicated to something wonderful. And then
wow.
the lover's card is right behind that, making choices from your heart, deeply emotional commitments, and the power of love.
Oh, Brenda, that's like amazing. You didn't tell me that. That is amazing.
Isn't that crazy?
I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yes,
that is
so crazy.
And the... The other ones, so I kind of went out of order, but the first two was like believing in yourself, don't give up, do what gives you joy, and not to let other things kind of get in the way, like your own earthly thoughts. Don't let that get in the way. And then right behind that was those cards about relationship and the lover's card.
Wow, you are so spot on, honey. I don't know if you can, but if you take a picture of it and send it to me, I could send it right to her. But I have to tell you, that's great news for her mama, because you know how I feel. But anyway,
yes.
I pulled two cards. And this is for anyone listening. And of course, Brenda had a vision, so it really made sense. But the first card I pulled was, I am the dreamer of my dream. Well, what you don't know, everyone out there, is Brenda and I were talking before the show, and she had a vision. So this is allowing me to know that she was the dreamer or the visionary of that vision, and for me to listen to it closely. And I have, because she pulled the cards. So for anybody out there, I am the dreamer of my dream. You know, we create our own reality. And sometimes we, you know, Brenda, some people, they get upset because when I say that, they go, well, we didn't create this. But really, you created it. You don't remember it, because it's those choices that you make coming down here that actually are what your soul needs to grow in the next world. So I take that challenges do happen. You know, not everything is going to be a positive dream, but the challenging ones are the ones where you actually grow the most. But, hey, you know, I love to coast with just the real good dreams, and I will give back those challenging ones and not learn lessons here this time. But the other card I pulled was the wise soul, and it's the Azalea. And this says, I love this, your soul carries ancient wisdom. Please embrace it as you have the knowledge to help those around you. And I believe, Brenda, this card is for you when I pulled it.
Aww.
I know you've had some, I was speaking with you, and this was the card that I pulled. So for me, this card for you is fabulous, because I know sometimes we all think, well, what are we doing? And this is telling you that with your wise soul, honey, and you do help many people. And in fact, before I even start, because it's a short show today, we are going to pick up 504. So we'll pick up 504, and then you and I will continue talking. And as the people come in with a pop-up show, we'll take them, and we'll talk in between. How does that sound
okay.
to you, Brenda?
Sounds good.
All right, 504, you're up to bat. Hi.
Hi, thank you so much. This is Deborah.
Hi, Deborah.
Hi, Deborah.
Huh?
How are you?
Huh? Good. Thanks for taking my call so much. I have a medical intuitive question, if that's okay.
Woo-hoo!
Okay.
Well, guess what? That leaves me off the table, but you know, sometimes I chat in there anyway, but go ahead.
Oh, I might need you, though. I might need you. Because I was excited
medical.
When I...
Wait a minute.
Wait, it might involve my job.
Intuitive. Wait a
I think
minute.
It's going to involve...
She's the intuitive.
Okay.
So
okay,
how does
okay.
that sound? Because I'm a nurse. So she's going to give you the medical intuitive stuff, but I'm going to switch into the medical realm. So no,
okay.
Done, and you can ask. Go ahead.
Okay. I am having really swollen left foot. And I do find, you know, I don't know if it's metabolic. I do know I have gout a little bit, but this seems a little
different
than
that. That's what
I picked
up.
You're kind of breaking up there. Are you able to hear her, Bonnie?
Yes.
Wait, say that again?
I can hear Brenda.
Okay. If you could translate that. All I heard was left foot.
I'll tell you what's so funny, Deborah. And then I'll give you over to Brenda because then I'll explain to her. The first thing I picked up was gout. And then, you know, you were telling me that you have gout. So when I see that and I feel that, you know, there's different types of gout too. You're just thinking of the gout that's more metabolic and has, but gout can make your knees and your ankles and your foot swell, and it's an arthritic gout. So just don't count out, because your toe is the only thing that maybe would be swollen and hurt, that you don't have a different, you know, it's gout showing up in a different way. And it's not easy to really, you know, for them to help you. Take some time. So is your whole left foot swollen?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you that you need to, I'm going to hand you over to Brenda. But it would be, to me, medical, and you need to get to a physician to be able to get what you need to, because that's not going to go away. But there are stuff, you know, that you can do, and I'm going to hand you over to our medical intuitive instead of me answering. Brenda, she has a left swollen foot, and she has gout.
I'm sorry, right. It's right foot. I can't believe I said left.
Yeah. I picked up the right foot, but if you want to say left, I'm holding my right foot up, actually, right now.
That's so funny. So. I don't know why I said that.
My
isn't
left
that funny?
Foot is up.
Well,
and Brenda probably would have picked that up,
let's not give it to
too.
Your left foot, too, then.
I know, right?
Yeah. Well, you know what? My guides were telling me it's hard for her to tell between her left and her right. I have the same problem, but she didn't mean it, but that's what I picked up. So I don't feel it's the first time you've done that, and even with your hands. So go ahead, Brenda.
Well, I'm just throwing this in there. I'm in a job that's pretty toxic, and I want to get out, but I can't walk out, and I can't think of anything. I'm looking, and I'm just so stuck, and that's why I'm asking you as intuitive that it's probably connected.
You know what's interesting is when I heard your voice, I wrote career down. I wasn't going to medical first. I was going to career first. And,
thank you.
Then the other thing that I was feeling when you were talking, when I was hearing everything broken. But what I was hearing was something energetically attached to something with the foot.
OMG.
Okay.
We make jokes about my manager doing stuff to people. And she actually threatened a girl, this lady she knew voodoo. And she said if she wasn't nice to her, she was going to call her. Whether it's true or not, we always thought so. But it was the first time it was ever. Yeah.
Wow.
I live in New Orleans, I'm going to tell you that.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I love that. Well, honey, voodoo is the drug of choice there.
And she's so always against me, trying to find anything wrong, intimidated, all of that above. And trust me, I want to leave her just like she wants me to leave, but I can't just leave until, you know, I got to figure it out.
That's what I was feeling, something energetic, but I also feel something that could be with your immune system. And then I feel, I wrote bowel down. I don't know if you have trouble with your bowels, because that's one thing that I was feeling with you too. So I don't know if you have, not to get graphic on the phone, but like you get you either are one way or the other. You're either constipated
right.
or the other way. Is that
correct? Like IBS-y. I've been eating dairy, so I just stopped.
Okay. So I'll look into a couple things, because I don't know what stuff you're on, and I can't say you should take this, but there is something called a pre, and you've heard of probiotics, but there's something that has pre and probiotics in it that help take care of the gut flora, like different gut floras. So I would look into that and see if that, you know, coincides with anything that you might, you know, because that might okay, so in my opinion, it has helped other people. Let me say it that way. It has helped other people, but it's just something that you may want to look into. Just that's what I was feeling. So let's go back to the first thing that I got for you, which was career. I do feel like a change coming for you, but it's interesting when I felt like the energetic thing with that is I feel like the change is coming, but it stops. It's like so I don't know if you're stopping it or somebody's stopping you, but I want to break free from whatever that energetic level is, and because I see you moving to something else and you're much happier.
How can I get on? Do you see? You don't see. You said you don't see where it's coming from, though. I mean, I guess
what?
I just the you said it stopped. Like whatever I was going to, like something has stopped it.
Yeah, or you stop, or you,
yeah,
you know, something happens that you stay where you're at. Is that what you're seeing that too, Bonnie?
I am seeing that. She wants to move, and she doesn't like and this and that, but I feel like either it is that she, you know, somebody who wants to leave really badly will take anything, and I don't feel that that's the, and that's okay. She's not going to take anything. And the other issue for me is that could be stopping the energy for her is the fact that she's not finding enough financial gain from it. And that's where it has to – so that's why I feel, and I'm saying we, but I'm going to include Brendan, is that there is a – that we keep, you know, it's feeling it's, you know, that you could be stopping the energy. Doesn't mean it, you know, that there's a – you know, I'm sure, Brenda, I will tell you what I would do, but – Brenda, you know, she needs to clear her chakras, first of all. She has to clear everything out about her because I feel like those thoughts that she has about this woman is also impeding a lot of things. Do you know what I mean? And I don't mean like her career, but I mean just her moving forward in general, you know, psychically.
My Your foot's
it's
so forward.
Like, you know, inducing fear. Even if she's not doing anything with the voodoo, hoodoo, whatever it is, even if she's not doing anything with that, she's inducing fear and panic in you guys. And that's something.
That's what you
feel. I would carry some black tourmaline with you to work and just kind of have that in your pocket. It kind of just helps to guard against any negativity or whatever. But
She they do owe me money, and that kind of keep. I mean, I like the job. I just don't like her enough to want to go. They owe me bonuses. They've never paid for like 2 years ago. They promised me a raise. They never gave me. I'm on year three. You know, it's just like promises broken. So that could be what you're saying that why I don't want to go because I don't want to not get the money. You know, I'd like to get the money, but. I may just have to go and get an attorney.
Yeah, but here's the thing. The path that I feel you're going to is so much better, and that it's almost like you have to weigh out, is it worth it to fight it, or do you just want to just cut your losses and go? And I pulled a card for you, and it's the wish card. So this is dreams coming true, and a joyful time in your life is coming.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, I love that.
Thank you.
What I have to tell you about fear and voodoo, because this is really interesting. We had a practice, you know, my husband is a surgeon, and we had a practice, and we had someone come in who was, when we first started practicing, he had to, you know, because you're new, you have to do so much for the county or whatever system it was. And we had somebody come in who the story is that they went to they had a girlfriend and that girlfriend had put a curse on him. This is his story, okay? And when she put her finger somewhere she shouldn't, and he swore that she injected him with left something in him that was into the voodoo realm. And so he was so frightened that that's what she did. He wouldn't get it out of his head that he went and burned her house down. Okay. So now he's in jail. Mm-hmm. He's in jail. This is now 40 years ago, so I mean, you know, it's a long time ago. And he's in jail for the rest of his life because he could not get the vision. And that's how they work a lot of times, too, when they're not working in the light. So, because this is a religion, and there's nothing wrong with it, and that's how they practice. But when it's toward another person, most of it, you know, is the inflection of how you feel about it. So for me, I would take that fear, and that's why I said you need to clean your chakras, because what we are, what we see and feel, we are. What we hear, I am the dreamer of my dream. If you're going to dream that that's what's possible, then your dream will come true. And not because it will, because you've put it out there in the ether. So for me, I would clear your chakras. I would clear everything. I'd do what Brenda said, bring the black tourmaline in, because I love black anyway. And I would be invoking every one of my angels, because they're not going to let anything happen to you when you do. And I would, you know, I would take a lot of breaths of fresh air. And like Brenda said, is this worth it for me to get my money? Well, I do feel it's worth it, but I don't feel it's worth it to stay in that climate. And the other feeling I've got, Brendan, I'm wondering if you pick this up, is if you leave and for a better place, which is what Brenda's seeing for you, absolutely. Don't hold yourself back. It doesn't really matter, because once you're out, and then you can hire whoever you need to get. And it, you know, I really believe it'll only be a couple letters, and you will have your money. But I don't feel you're going to get your money.
I agree.
That happens.
But that's what happened to a guy before me. He didn't get it until he left, and he did the letter. So, yeah, I'm going to do that. I mean, I'm going to do that too, and cross fingers, because they made us sign new contracts that you can't get after you leave. But I know contracts are meant to be broken. So,
well, wait a minute. They broke their contract, because I mean, it's funny that they say that, right, Brenda? Because if you don't pay somebody for services rendered, then all contracts are broken. They don't have a contract that says you have to work for free. What they say is, I'm going to pay you this much for your work, and you can't get any money after you leave, but they're responsible for paying you what they owe you when you worked.
And also, when you were owed that money, you were under the old contract. So keep the old contract.
Oh, true.
Yes.
Yeah.
True. I have a friend that's an attorney. I know she would help me if I need it. So,
it'll be very, 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 I think the new contract was for the new people. You're not one of the new people. So absolutely use it.
Awesome.
Get your life back on track. Get on your way. Smile. Cause I love your aura. I feel like you're a really good worker. I feel like you're
a
happy
hard
person.
Worker.
Yeah. And you don't like, you want to have a happy environment, and this is not going to be happy for you. Maybe down the road it would be, but not now. So, you know,
well, my
like
regional
Brenda
is
said,
begging me. She's like, she sees I'm the only one working, and she's like, I need you. And I'm like, too bad. It's too late. I mean, I didn't tell her
everything. Is there anything else in the company does the company have other branches?
Okay. Not in my area.
Okay. Because how about their competitor?
I thought about that.
Because I keep feeling same work competitor. So I don't, because I feel like that you were happy except for the environment. So if you're happy with what you do, then go to the competitor.
Okay.
Put your resume in.
And I really feel like my foot would be better if I'm happy, because it makes me depressed, you know, and my body starts breaking. I'm very sensitive, is what I mean. But thank you. I'm going to get prebiotics, because that's one thing I haven't tried.
Yeah, for your stomach?
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm going to go get tonight.
And then something with your immune system also, I was feeling. So, you know, look into that too. See, and then I pulled another card for you out of another deck I have here, and it says maintain self-worth and self-esteem. Archangels Gabriel and Uriel and Mary.
Okay.
So ask them to help you with that.
Okay, I'm back.
Thank you, lady, so much.
Oh, you're very welcome.
I was praying for a medical intuitive today, and you popped up. I was like, yes.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't that funny? Well, see, there you go. Your angels were speaking to you today.
Go have a beignet. Go have a Café du Monde and have a beignet for me, and I will be happy.
Yes, have one for me, too, because I've never been there. New Orleans is on my bucket list. So.
Oh, we need
to go.
Oh, Brenda. Brenda, we need to go. It's really cheap to go from here. So we can go.
Is it?
In fact,
Regina and Bob go
all the time. Anyway, Deborah, thank you for calling. We're going to get to the next caller. And, hey, good luck.
Thank you. Love y'all.
Bye. How you're doing.
You're welcome, Deborah. Call back in. Let us know.
Oh, my goodness gracious. So sweet. I love that New Orleans vibe. It draws me right into Coven, remember, by American Horror Story. 860.
Oh, yes, because that's where the house is down there. Yeah.
So 860, you are on with us. How can we help you?
Hey.
Hello.
Hi. I didn't expect to get in.
Oh, listen, it's a pop-up show. Anything happens. So we didn't even know we'd be in. I don't know if you know that, but it says pop-up. It means we popped up. And if you're popping up, we're popping up. Hi.
I was surprised to see you. Well, I guess what can Spirit tell me? I don't know what to ask her. I'm just surprised. I didn't expect to get in.
Well, we are going to give you a little time to ask, because usually pulling things from the universe will mean that unless you're finding why am I picking? They're showing me a heart. Do you have problems in relationships?
I'm not laughing. I'm just saying the card that I pulled initially for her. So go ahead.
Yeah.
And what's your first name?
Lisa. I have a very difficult marriage.
Okay.
So that means you've got a broken heart. That means that you've got your disillusioned. And I'm so sorry because marriage shouldn't do that. But, I feel you're very disillusioned. Now you can ask the question because otherwise we've got to pull it. I mean, I just believe that's weighing so heavy on your heart that if you ask us anything else, it won't matter because you've got to clear up some of the confusion that you have right now of what you might need to look at in the future. So is there a question you want to ask?
Well, I don't know what to do with this marriage. Pretty bad.
Well, you know.
Well, the two cards I pulled for you, just to give you a look into your future from what I'm feeling, if you know, and again, free will, but for what I'm seeing for you and the cards that I pulled for you, it's really getting better because it's light at the end of the tunnel. This is breathing a sigh of relief for new plans, and this is a possible relocation or a move. And beyond that, then, is love and blessings fill your life, and this is harmonious relationships and family life coming. So this is a happily ever after sort of card. So that's what's coming for you, but my feeling is you need to do something to get there.
Well, I got to tell you before you continue. Wait a minute, because I pulled the card, and you're gonna die. Or you're gonna die or live when I touch Brenda. Okay, so got the Tree of Life, and on one side of it, it has the full moon, and on the other side, it has the new moon, which is interesting because that means between the full and new moon is a month. But it says, "My faith has the power to turn trauma into healing, conflict into growth, and fear into love."
Oh, I love that. Oh, my gosh. That's great.
What deck is that? Beautiful.
This deck is called, does it tell you what the name of the deck is? Wait, because I had the box sitting here, but you got to know me. I go through a lot of, the universe has your back.
Oh, I love that.
I wish I could take a picture of this card, because I feel like this should be your mantra moving into the future.
Absolutely.
And here's what I want to tell you, because I used to do marriage counseling. I might still do it, but an intuitive marriage counseling or counseling in general. But this card reminds me of is that you need to remind yourself that it's you who has the power. You have the power to change any feelings, any trauma. You can go and take the trauma and turn it to healing, turn conflict into growth and fear into love. It's not easy to tell you how. That's something that the universe will help you with, though. But you have to ask for it, and you have to understand what that means. Sometimes it means getting out of a situation, but sometimes it means working on a situation. But if you, I feel you're so stuck in where you are, in your feelings of hurt and conflict, that I don't know, even if you have to dig, I can feel it, you've got to dig yourself out of that hole to come up to the surface and look at the moon, because I feel like it's so downtrodden to you that you're paralyzed into what to do. And that's nothing that's uncommon with people that have issues with relationships. So it's how can I tell you to do this? One is I can't, because you're going to have to do it. But you need some affirmations, because I feel that you don't feel you're good enough or strong enough or powerful enough to really change this around for yourself. And sometimes that doesn't mean that it can be turned around. What it means is you get turned around and you get the happiness that you want. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Are you two seeing that I need to leave here for that?
I'm never going to tell you to do that. I don't think Brenda would either. Yeah, no. But we can tell you this. I believe in communication, and I also believe that you have the ability to turn trauma into healing, conflict into growth, and fear into love. That means you need to talk to your partner. That means you need to understand where this is going and how, if you're going to make it work, how the both of you can move forward. And you've got to put some fail safes in there. If there was cheating involved, then what you say is, I don't trust you, but I want to. How can we work together to make me feel better about myself and you? And there has to be communication, total trust and communication, and open access to each other. And that's something you two have to figure out. If that's, you know, I'm just giving you an example. So, and I won't say on air what I feel. So I really believe that you're not communicating at all, and that's where the issues.
I talk to him all the time and say, I can't live like this. He doesn't talk to me. He doesn't touch me. He doesn't say my name in 30 years. I was in the car with him yesterday. I said, oh, look at that. And he said, I'm driving. I can't be bothered with you. And that's the way it is all the time.
So why are you there for 30 years is what I have to ask myself.
Too sick to leave, and he knows it.
Okay. So then maybe what this card is telling you is take what you know and figure for yourself what is a good way to heal, what is a good way to grow, and what is a good way to take the fear you have about what you can do and turn it to love. Because I don't believe, I will never believe in always negative or conflict. I will always believe there's a way out, or there's a solution to a problem or an issue. Do you have counseling?
Yeah, she told me that he gaslights me all the time, and I said, well, what do I do about that? And she said, just ignore him. And I said, how do you ignore that?
I'm going to tell you, and then I'll ask Brenda. Go ahead.
It's not helpful. If I could ignore
you need another counselor, my dear friend.
I was going to say there's other counselors. I would look around for other counselors.
I think so.
Yeah. And wait, a good counselor, let me tell you this, and we all know this, a good counselor makes you healthy first before they can make a relationship healthy. So you have to have a healthy attitude. You have to understand how to stand up for yourself, how to make reality happen, And that way, when you're emboldened into all the aspects of what you need, want, and will do, he'll change. Or you won't be afraid when he walks out that door. So that would, that's what a good counselor will do. Okay? You're welcome. Have a good day. Brenda, you know, there's only so much you can say on the air, you know. But
well, and you know, and really, we can't. I just free will. There's free will involved here. I mean, what
yeah.
I can see, she's still here, or she's
gone?
Yeah,
she can hear us.
Okay.
No, she can hear us.
Okay, was it what I was seeing for you in the cards that I pulled is much, much better, but like I, my feeling was you needed to do some things first, and I think you have that idea of what you have to do, and I would just ask for the angel's help in making your decisions and moving forward with whatever you feel is right.
Yeah, because, you know, I you know what came to mind, and, you know, I'm pretty, you know, I'm very direct. You got to know me. I'm very direct, but in a nice way. I keep hearing, and, you know, whatever God you believe in, the universe, God, whatever, I don't do religion, so at least on the show. So I keep hearing God helps those who help themselves. So if you feel it could be that the lessons this lifetime for everyone that's involved in something like this is that you put your foot down and say enough. And now I'm going to figure a way out. And I'm never going to be stuck in any type of relationship that isn't loving, sweet, and moving forward with that. That doesn't mean that life always is loving, smooth, and moving forward. It means that we do have bumps in the road. But it's how you two together, sometimes you're going to give 100%, and sometimes the other person is. It's not always a give and take, you know, situation, but it's how much love is involved and how you can work out of issues depends on the relationships that you want to or have to move forward in. Don't you feel that way, Brenda?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Is there anything else? Is there anything else? And, you know, the thing is that, like I said, if you think, you know, I love my husband, I've been married him for gosh only knows probably eons upon eons, that if you feel like that we are smooth sailing all the time, no, we have issues, we have problems, we will fight, not physically, of course, but we will, and I shouldn't say fight because that, although that's the word I grew up with, we will challenge each other in what we think. So, but, and that's two different people come together and they work out their life. He is my soulmate, and I will never be without him. But life always isn't about it's always love and perfect. It's about how you handle the situations that come up in life. So,
well,
but the one thing is, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you know, we all need to be valued in our life too, and
yeah.
That is something that brings into this. And when you're not valued, and you go through years of not being valued, it tends to wear on your self-esteem and everything.
Absolutely.
Else. So, you know, bringing that back and bringing yourself into an awareness of that I can do this, I can move forward, even though I may not be in the position to do it, I can still do this, and I will find a way to do this.
Yes,
so,
That's the self-esteem issues, and that's with good counseling. I know it. You can find a great counselor. They're going to get you healthy enough to help you make the decisions you need to make. So I am going to say, hey, Crystal. We see Crystal Bowles in chat, and we hope you never miss us, and we miss you all the time when you're not in there. I can't write, so I would not be able to write to you, so that's why I'm saying hello. We did a pop-up show, Crystal. That's why you didn't know we were here. So I am going to pick up 703. You do not have your hand up, so I'm going to pick you up anyway. And if not, then I'm also going to get to chat and talk to Crystal. So 703, you are on with us. We are.
Hi, ladies.
We're the divas of the day. Hi.
Hi.
I love that, divas of the day.
I guess was I supposed to press one?
Yeah.
Or something.
You
anyway,
were. Or I would have picked you up before this, but then I realized you were hanging in there, and I thought, oh, I'll ask. But I have to tell you before you start. Yes, divas of the day, DOD.
I love it. I think that should be our show name, Divas of the Day.
I love it.
That is
great.
Who are we talking to?
My name
first, 703.
It's Marie. It's Marie, and I live in Virginia. Hi.
Well,
I don't know what my question is. Let me just—I'll just tell you a little, and then you guys can kind of—I don't know. My family—we have just gone through so much in the last 3 years. I lost a son, and I've got another son who's struggling with substance abuse. And
I'm so sorry.
I've been trying to work on myself. I'm trying to understand that this was a lesson that, you know, we need to learn or whatever. But I'm just wondering, are we seeing any light at the end of this tunnel? Because it's so overwhelming and it's consuming every thought. You know, it's just constant. And we try to do the right thing and get him to understand and get treatment. He's 21, and it's just, do you have any insight, any messages, anything that might give me an idea of what we've done in the past or what we need to do? I don't know, anything.
Brenda.
I'm open to any suggestions.
Well, I pulled a couple of cards for you. And, you know, I'm so sorry to hear about your plight that you're going through. I read for a lot of families who are going through things because this is such a big deal today.
Yeah.
But I would just ask for, you know, your angels to be around you and around your son and to to help guide him into where he's supposed to be in this lifetime. Now, I did, the cards that I pulled, it's interesting, before I even heard your voice, I pulled, this is out of my Archangel Animal deck, and it's the wolf card, and it's the, what it looks like is the, it's a child, and it's like the mama wolf and the baby wolf, and it says, be independent, but work together, and it's Archangel Zariel is the one that you would ask for help on, but it's like the hearts are illuminated, so that this is information from the heart. But that's interesting that it came up, be independent but work together. So in other words, I look at that as you can't tell him what to do, but you can be his support and love that he needs, you know, in a situation that is not always the best. So there is the other cards that I pulled from the other deck is this is success that comes from some objective compromise. This is having patience in a situation, lots of self-control on your side, and this is some forgiving energy and healing energy around this also. There's a lot to accomplish, and this is knowing that you're watched over by angels and God and whatever your belief system is, your higher source. And this is also keeping your eye on the big picture. So keeping your eye on what you want out of this situation, what your goal is, you know, kind of looking at the big picture of, I want this in my life. I want, you know, my son to be free of the, pardon my language, not that he has demons, but the demons that he has in this lifetime. You know, I want, this is what I want for him. I want him to be free of this, and this is what I'm projecting on my future. Not the fact that, oh, my, you know, my son is this, and you've given him that, you know, that you give him that. I mean, I know he has, that's what he's going through, but, you know, that's what I'm seeing. You know, so this is, you know, you have this concern for him, you have this love, and for everything that's going on in your life, that's not just for him, but that's for everything. So all the family things, everything that's going on, that's what I'm feeling. So.
All right, thank you. Yeah, it's interesting because go ahead.
You know, I'm picking up something.
I wanted to, go ahead. Please.
No,
sorry.
No, I want you to continue. I'm just picking, okay. Is this the younger, did you say this was the younger son?
Yes.
Okay. There's so much guilt about the older son. It's internally eating him up. That's what I'm feeling. And that's part of the addiction problem. It's not the full part, but it's part of that. In fact, I feel like, did he look up to his older brother?
He did. And that they would, party together as they were, growing up.
He lost his best friend is what I'm hearing. And that and the guilt is why he, I can hear what he's thinking. He wants to be with him. And that's the issue that you're going to have to battle. Okay. And that's not an easy issue because that's addiction plus mental,
underlying,
not stable.
Right.
So, there's a few things I'm picking up because I do believe that your older son has come to him and he's trying to get through. He's showing me. He's trying to get through.
I'm going to tell you. I've been, talking to him all the time and I get messages all the time from him. But I said just the other day, I said, please, please go to him. Talk to him.
He is.
Have him understand. And my son came home with all of his things because he didn't want to follow rules in our house, and he left for like 2 weeks. And he came back at 6 o'clock in the morning because he had this, he said, nightmare, really vivid dream with his older brother, and he can't really remember it, but that's what he said. I don't think he wanted to tell me what happened, but he said, I just was so scared. I just packed up all my things and came home. And I knew that my older son has been trying to get him, and he's saying, he's not. Yeah, so that's interesting that you picked up on that because I absolutely believe that with my whole heart, that he's trying to help, and my angel part as well.
Are you a medium?
No. I mean, I've had experiences with angels in real life almost 20 years ago.
Okay,
I had one.
Okay, so you don't call yourself
open.
A medium. Yeah, you don't call yourself a medium, but you are. You're a medium because you're a medium, small or large, whichever you want to pick. But the thing is, you're going to pick a medium because you hear, the other side, and you can feel the other side too. So you might not call yourself, a medium or a psychic or whatever, but you've got those tendencies, and so does your son. And so what he's picking up, he can't handle. So that's why he came home, and your older son is trying so hard to get through. There are, first, he will hear him, but right now he's scared, like you said, he's scared. So he needs some assurance, and you telling him is not going to assure him. He needs some more contact with the other side. So I don't know, there's plenty of people that you can get him appointments with. I have many people on the show that you can. I've got, that you can do a private reading for him.
Okay.
And he needs to talk to his older brother. But I will tell you this, and what I see, and I don't know why I'm seeing it, because they're showing me around here in Florida, they have an addiction center that centers around IV therapy, and you can ask your doctor about it, and they sit there and they do IV therapy work with there's one in Castleberry here in Florida that has great success.
Beth?
With drug addiction. And the reason is the doctor that runs it was drug addicted himself. This is a great center. You can look into it. It's with IV therapy. And I don't know why they're showing it to me because I just don't, but they're showing that is one of the, you can talk to your doctors about it because you'd have to talk to them. And I know you could look into it, but I feel that for your son, plus he needs to get a hold of his older brother, will really help turn this around with your help and help not feeling sorry for him and crying and being upset, but actually saying, son, I mean, I don't want to tell you what to do, but I always do anyway. So you, this is up to you. It is free will. Son, I am not going to leave you, and I don't care if you hate me, you don't like me, you don't want me, but I will be by your side, not because I'm your mother, because I love you unconditionally, and I will not let you go through this alone. He doesn't understand that right now, and I don't know why he doesn't. Go ahead.
I was just going to say that you love him and you want him to be happy and whole too.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That must be why this card was so, because you're being independent but working to be independent but working together. That says it all right there too, because of, you know, the situation. Now, you can't tell him what to do, but you can be his support.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
And you can make recommendations, but he's not going to look into these recommendations. You'll have to. So it'll be up to you. That's probably the contract you came down here with.
I go to the meetings, you know, Narnon meetings and things to try to learn how to enable and how to, you know, that kind of thing. So I'm working on myself and our reaction, my husband and I, and our reaction to him, you know. And it's just really, really hard because it kind of goes against the whole, you know, mother-child thing, you know,
I believe, you know, I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. If you want to get help for yourself, it's great, Al-Anon. I'll do it for you. But he needs your help. But he doesn't need you to enable him. You can't give him money to get drugs, but you can actually look up the different modalities of how to help him. And he needs to talk to his older brother. I am so, that will be a real help to him. And there are people, you don't understand that people can be open when they say they're not. So it's something that, you know, you should broach about, you know, listen, your older brother's coming to me and he's coming to you. We need to get you there. And maybe you want to have, you know, I can recommend anybody on this show, but the people who will get right to you, I can, you know, for instance, you've got Grant Collier. You can look him up. He's on the show, I think, next week. He's Simon Cowell's medium. So, you know, you could say to them, hey, listen, if this Simon Cowell uses them, you know, because kids always love that, you know. And, you know, Jerry Humphreys, he's pretty gentle. Brendan, I would do it, but I really believe he needs a nail. Otherwise, so I just feel like you need to do this for him. And you can go to either one of their websites. Jerry Humphreys is. You can Google him, Jerry Humphreys, UK Spirit Medium, and Grant Collier, which is who I'm going to tell you to look at both of them, because he's, like I said, a way to get to your son is, hey, this America's Got Talent. He uses them. You know, so you know, this is something that you can use as a base. And if you don't know what he's going to say, you take him. He's not that expensive. You have that first initial meeting with whoever he's going to see. You don't talk.
Okay.
Grant's going to talk or Jerry's going to talk for you. But at the end, you can say, I have a son I need to bring here. We need to, what do you think will this help him? And he'll tell you right away. But that's
that's really what's helped me, you know, what helped me. I actually I've had actually a couple readings, and my son has come through, and that message is what saved my life. I mean, it really did. So I have had so much hope afterwards, and I agree. And he's always like, I don't want that crazy mumbo jump, you know, all that kind of thing. But then he is interested when I have the sign, you know, and I show him, and
he's just scared. He's just scared. I have the same son, you know, and he actually did end up talking to a Grant, and Grant gave him an hour and 35, I think it was almost 2 hour reading. And my son never would have sat for a reading, never thought about it, told me it's hokey and all kinds of stuff. And Grant just said, hey, I didn't even know he was going to do it. So, because, because I have access to him, thank goodness, but it really helped. And this is what I'm telling you from your son.
Okay.
He's trying to get through.
I will do that.
He's trying to get through in his dreams. He's trying to get through in reality, but he needs help. And this is what I'm going to tell you to look into. Anyway, I am going to say, please get a hold of us again. We don't want to leave you go. So please call us back.
I will. Thank you so much. You ladies have really helped me today. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, you're very
you're
welcome.
Welcome.
Yeah, call us
you're
back.
You're welcome. Call us back. All right, thank you. Brenda, we did a pop-up show, baby. I have so many people on the line still, but I have a doctor's appointment, and that we just popped this up. I love our pop-up shows. We have so many of them, but before we end the show, because I got to go or I would have this pop-up for another hour, please tell everybody how to get a hold of you. You are banging, girlfriend. You do medical intuitive. You're a medium. You're a psychic. You do anything. You do cards, tarot. I've never, ever, I love the cards you gave me, and I want to talk to you about them on my way to the doctor. But you are so good. What a great gift to give is Brenda. I would give her all the time, except I use her too much. So everybody, please get a hold of Brenda for a private reading. She's excellent. Brenda, tell them how to get a hold of you, please.
It's my number. You can text me at 330-209-7021, or you can also get me through my website, brendabrandpsychic.com. And Sue, we didn't get a chance to get to her dream. She had a dream she wanted to go over with us. We didn't get a chance
Okay, go ahead. Well, go ahead. I've got 4 minutes. I just couldn't pick up anybody because if I do, I can't go over. So go ahead and
yeah,
tell.
Yeah, I don't
it.
Know.
Can
she's
you read
still
it?
Here. Yeah, she's still here. She said, I was waiting. Is she still with us? Is she on? Can you see her? I was waiting for a 9-9 bear in my dream to come, and the house I was in was very old-looking, like something from the 50s. But it was like it was new. I felt maybe a new house that was retro to the 50s. It was going back and forth between feeling it was of the 50s and the new 50s. I was not afraid of this bear, but worried about it. I just feel like I'm going back. See, bear is like looking ahead, and I'm trying to think of what a bear is. A bear is looking ahead and good things ahead. I'm thinking of going back. I'm looking at my past to make way for better things in my future. That's what I'm thinking. What are you getting out of that?
I love that. A bear to me, you know, bears hibernate. They find food. They eat. Then they go to sleep for a few months. And then they emerge, you know, to hunt again or to get food. Because I don't think they're carnivorous, but I don't know. Anyway, so I also feel like bears are, you know, mama bear, baby bear, you know, mama bears are fierce when anything would happen to their family or a family member. So they are very much about family and keeping everybody safe. So when you say you're worried about a bear in the house, to me, I would feel like that bear in the house is going to keep you safe. It's going to be a good house. For spirit, it's going to be a good house because that mama bear, which is how I feel about it, is going to protect you and anybody in it. So that's what I'm getting.
Well, and Crystal Bowles, if you're still with us, the one thing I got a message for you the other day, I was going to give it to you on the show, and it was, I don't know if you've ever done, now it just left me. Ugh. I'll have to text you.
I think Crystal left
the
building. Did you leave the building, Crystal, while we're giving you a reading? I hope not. You could have a great day, ladies.
I know. I saw her there, but I thought, oh, my gosh, is she still here? I think she's still here. I don't know. She's not saying anything. Oh, she's back. She said, I'm back.
Oh, she's back.
So,
okay, good. Go ahead.
You know, I kind of looked up bear, and a bear is like, you know, it's the bear is emblematic of grounding forces and strength. This animal has been worshipped throughout time as a powerful totem, inspiring those who need in the courage to stand up against adversity. As a spirit animal in touch with the earth and cycles of nature, it is a powerful guide to support physical and emotional healing. So that would be the going back and maybe looking at something in the future or from the past to make way for better things. Did you ever use tuning forks? That was my message for you because I was seeing tuning forks around her. So I don't know if she's ever done tuning forks. I know she does bowls, but I don't know if she does tuning forks.
I don't know, but Brenda, we have 46 seconds, and already the people are boshing me up. I have to leave. So I do want to say I'm going to call you in a few minutes. I want everybody to know we will be back here at 1 o'clock tomorrow with unbelievable angel channeling from Roxana Diatilla. You don't want to miss this. I love you all. Brenda and I are going to be doing more pop-up shows. Keep tuned in. Keep tuned on. Subscribe to my channel so you get all the pop-ups and all the shows that I do. If you want to hear this show and anyone else, I am on iPod and iTunes, podcasts and iTunes. You can take us anywhere you want. We're your pop-up girls. We're your divas of the day. Have a great day, and I'll see you back tomorrow at 1. Thank you,
Bye,
Brenda.
Bye, Bonnie. Thank you.
Bye.